Good afternoon. Good morning, sir. What is your name?
My name is Ronald Howard. Good morning.
Good morning. He has him. Okay, so the Honorable Mr. David Mayor will be conducting your hearing this morning.
We're all having a hearing. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, I can. I'm hard of hearing as well, but I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, our system, fortunately, you're at one of the locations that works rather well for us, but sometimes we have a heck of a time communicating. Okay. Would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Ronald Joseph Howdy, 260796.
Okay, Mr. Howdy, is that correct? All right.
Yes, sir.
I hate to butcher names, but it doesn't happen. Okay, you're appearing before the Illinois Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing now. To my far right is Honorable Louis Canales. In the center is the Honorable Michael Johnson, who's the acting board chair. And my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room, we have Mr. Rusty from the Department of Corrections, and it will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm swearing you and Mr. Westby in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do. Can you hear me when we get up in two phases this morning, sir? In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. And if it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Westby and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, the one allegation is a violation of Illinois Condition Supervision Number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at Transitional Living Communities, TLC, at 2202 East Roosevelt Road in Phoenix, Arizona, on April 19, 2016, was verbally directed on April 19, 2016. Your whereabouts are unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, I did abscond on that day.
Okay, so based on your vision of this, Mr. Hawking, I am going to find or move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in equivalent ways or company.
Second.
I agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and moved by Mr. Canales. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Rusty is going to give us some background information. So hang on the phone there, and I'll get right back with you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Rusty.
On March 30th, 2016, Mr. Hart was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested March 27th, 2018 by Clackamas County Sheriff's Office in Oregon. There were no charges. He was back in DOC custody on April 11th, 2018 with an adjusted CACD of April 17th, 2019, which reflects 707 abscond days. His current conviction, 2011, armed robbery, 7 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with violence noted. Other arrests, 1994, theft, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. Two counts, 1994, failure to appear, first degree, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. 1995, unauthorized use of a vehicle, Oregon, felony conviction, probation. 1998, failure to appear, first degree, Oregon County Jail. 1999, robbery, Oregon County Jail. 2001, failure to appear, first degree, Oregon, felony conviction, probation. He has several other arrests that he has in Oregon, however, those charges have been dismissed. His community risk score is a G1 and B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, we're going for a summary of the case supervision. So you were released in March, on March 30th of 2016, and we were supposed to go to Reborn Assistance at 1841 West Fairmont in Phoenix. We disbarred from there on April 19th, 2016. We were verbally directed at that time to establish residency at TLC, but you failed to establish residency, and there was no other residence approved. And that's when we became an absconder. So, did you immediately go to Oregon, or were you here for a while?
No, I was released on March 30th, and I went to a halfway house. I believe it's on 19th Avenue in Indian School. I was there for about 3 weeks. I went to see my parole officer once. My brother was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. My parole officer wasn't going to give me a trip permit to go and see him. I just spent 6 years in prison. I had to go see my brother before he died. So, I committed the violation. I left. I take responsibility for that. There's nothing I can say. I guess I should have called when I got there or something, but I didn't. I obtained gainful employment while I was there, and I stayed out of trouble, no new crimes for 2 years. And here I am.
Okay. Is your brother still alive, or did he pass?
He's gone, sir.
Okay. Our condolences.
Thank you.
So, how long... Okay, I don't want to be rude about this or insensitive, but how long after you got to Oregon did he pass?
About 72 hours. I think he was waiting for me and my sister to get there, because my sister was in another state as well, but after we seen him, it was only about 3 days afterwards he was gone. He smoked for 34 years, and I guess it just didn't agree with his body.
No, that is a shame. I was similar to you as far as watching a family member suffer from cancer and pass. So, like I said, our condolences over his passing. So, after he passed, you stayed up there for about 2 years. Why didn't you come back or try to make an arrangement with your PO during that 2 years?
Well, when I asked my PO if I could go, he told me that I could do an interstate combat, but it would take 2 to 3 months. I felt that he was being, in my way, I felt he was being heartless to my situation. I hadn't seen my family in 6 years, but I mean, it was my fault. I shouldn't have left. He told me no, I couldn't go, and I took the responsibility of myself to go ahead and to go. So I didn't. I don't know, I spent 6 years in prison. I didn't want to come back and spend another, especially after I had gainful employment. I was doing good for the first time in my life. And these last 2 years were actually the best 2 years I ever had in my life. I wasn't committing crime. I don't do drugs. I don't drink.
When you get released, whether it be because we turn to give you supervision or you end your sentence next year, are you going to be able to regain that same employment?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I started a roofing company.
Oh, your own company?
Yes, I started a roofing company.
Okay, what part of Oregon?
Portland.
That's
where I'm born.
I've got relatives in that area, in Tiger.
Oh yeah, it's 20 minutes away.
Yeah, beautiful country up there. A lot of work now. And I remember when there wasn't much work anywhere, but can you have somebody running the company while you're back in jail?
I do not.
Okay, so you, but you're set, you can start it back up pretty much any time you're ready.
I can.
Mr. Westby?
Yes, I just wanted to say for the record, I was reviewing the criminal notice from Officer Reddy, and I don't see anything in the log here about a request to have a travel permit to go out of state. I do see on April 19th, and states offender called this officer stating he was discharged from Green Room Halfway House. This officer directed the offender to report to TLC located 2202 East Roosevelt Street on April 21st. There's an entry that says on 4/2016, this officer reported in person to the TLC at 22 East Roosevelt to confirm the offender's location. And to state the offender never reported or established residence. After that date, after 4/2016, after confirming the offender never established residence, PO Reddy contacted the offender. Offender stated Reddy that he will not report, and the offender disconnected the conversation. If there was any hope or request to have a travel permit, we have to have, there cannot be any violations, or a travel permit will not be issued for the supervisors. So, but there's nothing here about a request. It just states that after he was discharged from the halfway house and refused to go to the second one, that there was no further contact.
Thanks.
I was never, I'm sorry, may I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
I was never discharged from the, I was only at the first halfway house from the whole time, from the time that I was released until the day that I left. I was never discharged from that first halfway house. I was there the whole time.
Right, but once you left, they discharged you. And for whatever reason that you were going to go from that one to TLC, that's when they would write a discharge letter. And then they, in the letter, they usually tell the PO why you were discharged. And sometimes you're discharged because you have a medical reason that they can't handle that halfway house, so they discharge you from there and got to go somewhere else. So the discharge isn't necessarily a violation, but normally inmates, when they're getting ready to get out, if they've got a desire to go to another state, they start the process for an interstate compact request, which does take 2 to 3 months. It's not always on this end of the problem there, but because both states have to agree to it. So I'm going to go ahead and see if my fellow organs have any questions at this time. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. We're going to be going into discussion in a few minutes to determine what's going to happen. We'd like to give you an opportunity before we do that, though, so that you can make a final statement, tell us anything else you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat the information that you've already given us.
Okay.
All right. Now's your opportunity to make that statement.
Oh, I apologize.
Hold on.
I don't want to, without having to repeat anything, I do take full responsibility for my own actions, and I apologize for having to bring myself back here and not finishing my time. So whatever you see fit is what we do, and I'll accept it.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. We're going to go into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. We ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the whole conversation, and once we get a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Our board is now in discussion. So this is one of those very unfortunate situations. I can understand his desire to see his brother, and listening to those circumstances, it sounds like his timing was good for that situation. Unfortunately, he stayed for 2 years, and with that much of a scouting time, I just can't bring myself to see him as a good candidate to return to community supervision. But I'm going to listen to the discussion from many of my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, based on the information in order 2016W1360, the testimony of Mr. Piggy, and all the information from the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke the supervision of Mr. Piggy of the agreement, violating term of additional supervision, and now actually not lapse, the incriminating company, and very specifically the 707 of Scoundrels, where we really don't know what he was doing or what he might have been up to. That is my vote.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Kimonos. Okay, sir, we are voting to revoke your community supervision at this time, and I will tell you this, the biggest reason is the amount of time that you spent up there scounding. That is just something that we don't tolerate very much. However, according to our paperwork, you will be released on or about April 17, 2019. You'll be done with DLC. Unless you have some other probation or something that we don't know about, when you're done, you'll be done, and you can take yourself back up to Oregon and hopefully get your company going and be productive and not get in this kind of trouble again. It's like you said, you know you did the violation, and you do need to serve that time. So hopefully you can maybe get some programming, at least make yourself a very good plan, so when you get out, you can get up there and get started as quick as possible. Maybe even line up some jobs before you get out. Okay, we wish you the best of luck. We really, like you in Arizona, but if you want to go to Oregon to live, we wish you the best of luck. We don't want to see you in this situation again, okay?
Yep.
Okay, this will end your hearing, sir, and we want to thank you for participating today. Please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Mr. Lesby.